Okay, Thomas. I appreciate the good job John is doing. He represents his position well. But it's obvious from the Bible that he's incorrect. His point in the beginning of his last speech was, yes, in John 4, these are metaphors. Let's see if I can get the right chart. John 4 about the living water. That's obviously a metaphor. I agree. John 4, I have meat to eat. 32 and 34. John 4, those are metaphors. He said those are obvious from the text. And then he went and he had made the point back to John chapter 6 that Jesus always explained things when the disciples had a misunderstanding. And then I proved that was wrong. And I gave three examples of that. One of the which was Acts 1 verse 6. If you look at that, just before Jesus ascended up to heaven, the disciples asked, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? The Catholics agree with us. They had a misunderstanding and thought Jesus had come to establish a physical kingdom to, through war, get them themselves out of Roman bondage, Roman occupation. But Jesus had a spiritual kingdom in mind. And he did. They had this misunderstanding, and Jesus did not correct it. Now, here's how John answered that. He says, well, I said, they always, notice he narrowed it down, that if Jesus spoke figuratively, he always corrected misunderstanding. He narrows it down to try to fit his position. And then he said, but in Acts 1, 9 days later, the Holy Spirit came, and I guess he's talking about Acts 2, and they would have understood at that time that he was talking about a spiritual kingdom. I agree with that. But here's how I respond to it. Number one, this won't fit because this is a spiritual kingdom they're talking about, a figurative kingdom. This is a case where Jesus was speaking figuratively or spiritually when he said, the kingdom will come, the kingdom is at hand. He was talking about a figurative or a spiritual kingdom. And they misunderstood it and thought he was talking about a physical kingdom. So that fits our case perfectly. And they showed their misunderstanding in Acts 1 verse 6, and Jesus didn't correct them. And yes, they were corrected in Acts 2, evidently, but so were they corrected in Matthew chapter 26. In Matthew 26, for example, in verse 29, suppose somebody was misinformed about this is my blood. Well, he would have corrected that in verse 29. If they thought like John that this was literally his blood, he would have corrected that. I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine. So it's fruit of the vine. If they had a misunderstanding about the Lord's Supper and thought it was literally His body, then in 1 Corinthians 11, they would be corrected in verses 26, 27, and 28, where He said, we're going to eat the bread. So they were corrected. By the time they were inspired by the Holy Spirit, they were corrected if they had a false understanding about that. So it fits perfectly. Now back to 1 Corinthians 11, 26 and 27, 28. Everybody just turn there. This is so simple. John, of course, had to do something to get around this, so he dodged it. Now, I don't mean that in an ugly way, because he's a nice man, but in fact, that's what he did. In 1 Corinthians 11, 26, 27 to 28, Jesus said, we eat the bread in the Lord's Supper. Now, I may have said this in a clumsy way. In verses 26 through 28, I believe this is Paul's commentary. He's recalling, through inspiration, Jesus establishing the Lord's Supper, instituting it in verses 24 and 25. Then we have Paul's commentary. Now, what did I mean when I said this came after Jesus gave thanks? Well, this would have been years after Jesus gave thanks in the institution of the Lord's Supper. I didn't mean that. What I meant was when he said, for as often as you eat this bread, verse 26, it came after, I meant that when we eat the bread, as Paul's talking about here, that would come after the giving of thanks for the bread. If it changes, the Catholics believe it changes to the literal body of Christ, it happens when he offered thanks for it. When it's consecrated is the word they use. So when they ate it, it would have come after that. So it must have, according to the Catholic position, it must have literally changed to the body when Jesus said, this is my body. But then by the time they ate it, it must have changed back to the bread because he says, we eat the bread. Now here's what John's response to that. He says, well, it still appeared to be bread, so it was okay to call it bread. Now, who's having to explain now, John? He said, we eat this bread. And he said, well, it wasn't really bread. It just appeared to be bread. I don't really get that, John. If it appeared to be bread, and it was so important to understand that it was really the body, how could Paul say, eat this bread? He would have had to say, eat what looks like the bread. But he didn't say that. He said, eat what is the bread. He did not say, for as often as you eat what appears to be the bread, three times. He said three times, you eat what is the bread. Now, let me tell you, to be frank with you, Catholics, I love you. This point proves beyond any shadow of a doubt that your position is wrong. Honesty demands that you reject it. Paul said three times clearly, what we eat in the Lord's Supper is bread. Now, I beg of you, if you love the Lord, open up your hearts and minds and accept what Paul says. If when Paul said that we eat this bread, that means that we're to eat what appears to be the bread, that's John's position, then why, when Jesus says in verse 24, that this is my body, why couldn't that also mean this appears to be my body? Why? Why would this is my body prove that's literally his body? If when he says you eat bread, that just means you eat what appears to be bread, why wouldn't you just as well say in verse 24 when he says this is my body that he meant you, this is what appears to be my body? Why would you take one to be really his body and the other to mean appears to be bread? Why would you do that? When you have countless examples of metaphors in the Bible, like I am the door, I am the vine, we all agree they're metaphors. And when he says, this is my body, this is my blood, it's so obviously a metaphor. Why would you do that? Now you go back to Matthew 26, verse 29. You go back to that and he says, this is my blood. Matthew 26, verse 28. But he says, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine. This. Yes, that word, that Greek word is not in the account in Mark and Luke. But it is in Matthew. And God put it in there for a reason. He meant it to be there. This fruit of the vine. This means I'm specifically talking about what I was just talking about in the verse before. He says, talking about the fruit of the vine, he gave thanks. He said, this is my blood. Then he says, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine. He's talking specifically about what he was talking about in verse 28. Either it changed the blood literally and then changed back to fruit of the vine literally, or this is my blood is a metaphor, like I am the door, I am the vine, I am the bread of life, all these other things. That is very obvious. And then he made his argument on the Greek again. He said that, well, in John 6, verse 53, this word eat can be used figuratively, or he said it is used figuratively, I'm not sure which, but the word eat in verse 54 is never used figuratively. I looked, and this word in verse 54 is in the New Testament six times, and four of those times it's used figuratively. Four. It's only John's claim that it's never used figuratively. By my count, four of the six times it's used in the New Testament, figuratively. That's what the dictionary I have here says. It's listed, this Greek concordance lists it six times, and it says that four of the six times it's used metaphorically. John says it's never. But by my count, the majority of the times that it is. Now again, John 6, 54, eat the flesh, can't be talking about the Lord's Supper and eating His flesh literally in the Lord's Supper, because that would contradict 1 Corinthians 11, 26, 27, 28, where Paul said, by inspiration of God, three times that we eat bread. We don't literally eat His flesh in the Lord's Supper. It says we eat bread. This is not even talking about the Lord's Supper in John 6. Any more than John 4 when he says you must partake of the living water. Is that talking about the Lord's Supper and there's a third element in the Lord's Supper, water, that transubstantiates itself into something, changes? Why would you think one is talking about the Lord's Supper but John 4 is not talking about the Lord's Supper? By what logic do you think John 6 is talking about the Lord's Supper but you don't think John 4 that talks about the living water is talking about the Lord's Supper? Now John again mentioned, how can you be guilty of the body and the blood of Christ if it's not referring to the literal body and blood of Christ? We've already responded to that, John. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 6. Either talking about every time we sin or every time we sin willfully, it says, if they shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh. So every time we sin, every time, and this may be talking about willful sin, I'm not sure, every time we consciously reject what God said, we in effect crucify the Son of God afresh. We're guilty of the body and the blood of Christ. That's easy. Tertullian. He acted like my quote of Tertullian was off. John, you're misunderstanding Tertullian. He says, having taken bread and having distributed it to his disciples, he made it his own body by saying, this is my body. That is the figure of my body. That's what Tertullian said. This is the figure of my body. He didn't mean it's literally his body, it's the figure. Then he says, John said, I should have read the next. A figure, however, there could not have been unless there was in truth a body. That's right. Unless Jesus had a body, you could not have a figure. How could the bread represent His body if Jesus didn't have a body? That's not saying that the bread was the body. That's not saying the Lord's Supper was the body. That's saying Jesus had a body. How could the bread be the figure of His body if He didn't have a body? There was in truth a body there. Jesus' body. And that brings us to the last point. Jesus, when He said, "This is my body and this is my blood," was standing there with His whole body there. It didn't vanish. And all of His blood was there. That should tell you something. Thank you very much.